Right now, panel time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, in a new book, one of Osama bin Laden's former mistresses describes her days holed up in a hotel room with him. According to Cola Boof, bin Laden loved to watch The Wonder Years and Miami Vice, and maybe most disturbingly, was obsessed with whom?
Whitney Houston.
Right. Whitney Houston. Bin Laden reportedly said that Houston was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen, and he knew that deep down, beneath the crack smoking apparently, she had the capacity to be a good Muslim. Bin Laden even wanted to kidnap her and make her part of his harem. The plan stalled, though, when Bin Laden realized he and his henchmen were no match for Whitney's bodyguard, Kevin Costner.
I think he just misheard her lyrics a little bit. He was listening, he was like, I will always loathe Jews. That's not what... That's not, in fact, what she was singing.
There's a woman who thinks the way I do.
Amy, the British TV network Boomerang announced this week it will carefully go through its library of 162 Tom and Jerry cartoons to edit out what?
Smoking.
Right. Yeah, regulators requested that the scenes be cut from the episodes of Tom and Jerry. They were created back in the 1950s. Back then, smoking was considered much more acceptable, cool even. That was until Big Medicine got their way and made it seem all bad for you. The concern was that the scenes might encourage kids to start smoking, added the anti-smoking panel. Oh yeah, as far as the whole cutting your cat nemesis into like 1,000 pieces and burning his remains, game on with that.
We're fine with that. Right.
Totally. Those cartoons are a treasure trove of inappropriate behavior.
I know, come on.
I mean,
I found my cat watching one just the other day, and I was like, don't get any ideas, mister.
God, and if I have to see one coyote with a rocket sled in my backyard again, it's you too many.
Hate that.
Charlie, UrbanDictionary.com has posted a new term defined as, quote, characterized by an overly optimistic estimation of one's chances of success. The term is what kind of crazy?
George Bush crazy.
You're getting warmer.
Donald Rumsfeld crazy.
Here's a hint. In 2000, this woman showed signs of over-optimism.
Oh, Catherine Harris crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
The term is Catherine Harris crazy,
wow.
Referring to the oft-mocked Florida Senate candidate. They use it, Urban Dictionary does, in a sentence. When Katie Holmes agreed to marry Tom Cruise, she must have been Catherine Harris crazy.